Now we have another impromptu on WFMT, this one made possible in part by generous contributions from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle, and this one hosted by Jan Weller.
Thanks, Kerry. We are joined by a tubist this afternoon in our talk studio right next door to where Kerry is, and we're going to be hearing some brass music featuring members of the DePaul University Brass faculty, and all of this to herald a concert this coming Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Merle Reskin Theater at 60 East Balbo Drive in Chicago, which will be featuring 10 members of DePaul's brass faculty as well as some special guests. We have with us the coordinator of the brass department at DePaul. He is tubist Floyd Cooley, who has been a member of the San Francisco Symphony in the past, spent a little bit of time here with the CSO, I think, at some point, and is now, as we say, coordinator of the brass department. We welcome you to our studios this afternoon.
Thank you, Jan. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're going to be talking a little bit about this concert and how you put it together and why you chose to present it at this particular point. But we want to get right into some music. And you, as I say, have chosen several selections to feature some of the, I guess, the stars, if you will, of the brass faculty at DePaul. Can you tell us a bit about this first piece that we're going to hear?
Yes, the first piece features John Hagstrom, who is a second trumpet with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He's been a longtime brass faculty member at DePaul. John has recently recorded a new CD to be released, and one of the pieces is this Artunian, Russian composer, Rhapsody for trumpet. And this is also with the DePaul Wind Ensemble conducted by Donald DeRoche.
Let's hear it. Portion of a fantasy by Artunian, who was actually, as we were discussing during our little break, Armenian, a former Soviet Union composer. And we heard John Hagstrom as the trumpeter there, as we mentioned, with the DePaul Wind, was it the DePaul Wind Ensemble?
Is that DePaul Wind Ensemble,
okay.
Yes.
And that sounds like, I mean, it's a beautiful recording. Is this, tell us something about that, first of all. How did the recording come to be? Is this done in concert? Is it a studio recording?
This was a recording done in the DePaul Concert Hall recently. 1994, Albany Records and the DePaul Wind Ensemble teamed up to start recording concertos and significant wind pieces. And this series has gone on now for approximately 10 years. It includes the people that you are hearing today, Charles Vernon, John Hagstrom and myself. It also includes former principal flute player of the CSO, Donald Peck, principal clarinet of CSO, Larry Combs, Bill Buckman, who is a member of the bassoon section, Lewis Kirk, and Robert Morgan of the Lyric Opera.
So this is an ongoing recording project you're
talking
about. It is,
John,
yeah.
Yes.
Tell me something about the concert this coming Friday. This is sort of a new venture for you, isn't it?
So yes, this is the third concert we've done in the last 5 years. But the reason we are at the Reskin Theater venue is it's perfectly timed with a very famous band and orchestra clinic. Midwest Band and Orchestra Clinic started in, I believe, about 52 years ago. And this is a wonderful venue for not only our brass ensemble to play a concert, but also for our jazz ensemble conducted by Robert Lark, who will be performing in the Conrad Hilton just 15 minutes after our concert ends at 3 o'clock.
So we really are promoting two concerts here, the brass concert beginning at 2 o'clock at the Merle Reskin Theater, and that does have an admission charge. It looks like the band one doesn't. Am I misreading that?
The jazz band, there's no admission charge if you register at the Midwest Band Clinic, but there is a $10 charge for
the
brass
concert. Oh, there is
for that
as well. Yeah. But it is open to the public.
It is open to the public.
And that's featuring guest Phil Woods with
yes.
the DePaul Jazz Ensemble. That's happening Friday afternoon at 3:15, right across the street from the Merle Reskin in the Grand Ballroom of the Hilton Chicago at 720 South Michigan Avenue. Back to the content of your brass concert, how do you put a holiday program together? What was your concept here?
Well, the concept of the program was to present our brass faculty as artists, performers, and also show our conviction to teaching. We're going to be conducted by a very famous brass pedagogue, Vincent Chickowitz. Mr. Chickowitz was second trumpet in the CSO for 23 years. He also taught at Northwestern University and has received many honors for his teaching. Since 1995, he's been the conductor of the Millar Brass Ensemble, local brass ensemble. And this originally was called the Pitson Brass Ensemble. One of my students when he was at Northwestern was the original tuba player in it, Peter Warhoftig. But the brass concert doesn't include any holiday music, but it does include some major pieces that one would know and some that would be unfamiliar. But we're starting with Fanfare for La Paris by Paul Dukas. We're going to do a couple of religious pieces by Pavel Chesnikov. Then we'll break down into small groups. There will be featuring four trumpets, four trombones, four horns. One piece in particular called Offerande by Jules Semler-Collery is a trombone quartet. But the lead trombone is going to be played by trumpeter John Hagstrom.
Hmm.
He's going to be playing soprano trombone. He's Charlie Vernon spent a little bit of time with him, and he has quite a deft slide arm. We'll go on to two large pieces by Robert Ward, and finally, Vince Chickowitz's arrangement of Mars from Holst Planets.
So it's a very non-traditional holiday concert, but somehow the sound of brass always feels right around this time of year, doesn't it? Let's hear some more of the recording. Are all of these from the recording project that you were speaking of?
This next recording is not from the recording project, but also is on Albany Records.
Uh-huh.
This is Mark Fisher, our tenor trombone teacher. Mark is second trombone with the Chicago Lyric Opera and in the summer principal trombone of the Santa Fe Opera. Mark started out as a euphonium player and then later moved to trombone. And this recording features him on euphonium, and it is a very famous Siciliano from Bach's Sonata in E-flat, originally written for the flute.
Carried off very well here, though, by euphonium player Mark Fisher.
Thank you.
Bach on the Euphonium, played by Mark Fisher of Lyric Opera. The Siciliano from the Sonata in E-flat, originally for flute, and Mark Lawson was the pianist accompanying Mark Fisher. Mark Fisher is one of the faculty members of DePaul University's School of Music, and he's one of those being featured in a concert this coming Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Merle Reskin Theater in downtown Chicago. That's at 60 East Balbo Drive. And it is open to the public. There is a slight admission charge for that, a concert at 2 o'clock. And then you can hop across the street to hear the DePaul Jazz Ensemble with guest Phil Woods at 3:15 in the Grand Ballroom of the Hilton, Chicago. I'm joined this afternoon in our studios by Floyd Cooley, who is a tubist and a coordinator of the brass department at DePaul University. Our next piece features Charles Vernon on bass trombone, and it's kind of unusual, based on some sea shanties, it looks like. Tell us something about it.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay, sure.
Charles Vernon, a good friend of mine, obviously has a sense of humor, and his friend Jamie Hafner arranged this for him, and it's the theme and variations on Barnacle Bill, the Sailor. Quite an extraordinary piece and agility all over the bass trombone. It's sometimes hard to believe, but it's a good fun.
Let's hear it. Here is Charles Vernon on the bass trombone. Wow. I didn't know anything could make that kind of sound.
The bass drum. trombone can. Charles Vernon's hands.
Apparently so. I'm sorry, I didn't have your mic up. You said the bass trombone can in Charles Vernon's hands, obviously, yeah. He's the bass trombonist of the Chicago Symphony, and you're lucky enough to have him on your faculty at DePaul University.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
You really have some great brass players
we
at
do.
The school.
We have a performing brass faculty, members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the Chicago Lyric Opera, the Chicago Brass Quintet, and major freelancers around town. One of our brass faculty members actually was a student at DePaul, and that is Otto Carrillo, who's a member of the horn section in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. It's a faculty that I think uniformly tries to nurture young musicians into being collaborative musicians, that is, non-soloists, but musicians who work together. And as brass players, we generally work together, or we try to, and we find ourselves in organizational settings. Yes, we do solo CDs and things like the DePaul on Disc project, but we have to learn to work together musically and socially.
And the results, of course, are what matter. And it seems like there are some great opportunities for brass students at DePaul, given this kind of faculty. And what else does the school have to offer to brass players, would you say?
Well, we have several performing groups. Of course, Don Droche conducts a wind ensemble, which has had this very successful recording project. Mm-hmm. Cliff Colnott, who's also a conductor of the Chicago Civic Orchestra,
right,
is our orchestra conductor and leads a very, very fine orchestra. We have brass ensembles, and then some of our brass players are in the jazz department.
Well, it sounds like this concert on Friday will give people an opportunity to hear what kind of talent you have in the stable there, if you will, not that there was any doubt. And again, it takes place at 2 o'clock this Friday afternoon in the Merle Reskin Theater at 60 East Balboa Drive in Chicago. Features 10 members of DePaul's brass faculty, as well as other guests, and Vince Chickowitz will be conducting the proceedings. The producer of the entire thing is with us in the studio, Floyd Cooley. He is a member of the brass faculty at DePaul and fac coordinator of the brass department there. We thank you so much for coming in to share some music with us.
Thank you, Jim.
And you have one more thing to share with us, don't you, featuring yours, well, not yours truly. You have to say yours truly for that to make sense.
Thank you, Jim. Yes.
Tell us something about this performance.
I saved the lowest notes for the finale here. This is a recording I did with the DePaul Wind Ensemble in the late 90s, and it's an album also on Albany Records called Friends in Low Places. Three of the four pieces are concertos that I recorded, and one piece is also recorded by Charles Vernon. Anyway, this is the ending of Strauss's famous Concerto No. 1 for French horn.
Originally for French horn, but
yes,
played again ably on the tuba by our guest, Floyd Cooley. We will give the phone number for those who would like to purchase tickets ahead of time to this concert after we hear this piece. Floyd Cooley with the DePaul Wind Ensemble, directed by Donald DeRoche. Tubist Floyd Cooley with the DePaul University Wind Ensemble, led by Donald DeRoche. And that was the finale, or a portion of it, of the Horn Concerto No. 1 of Richard Strauss, transcribed for tuba and played by Floyd Cooley. Floyd Cooley is coordinator of the brass department at DePaul University, and he and 9 of his colleagues are going to be featured in a holiday brass concert, although not much holiday music on it, as we said. But a brass concert this coming Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Merle Reskin Theater in downtown Chicago. That's at 60 East Balboa Drive. Tickets are $10, advance group sales $5, and if you'd like more information, call the theater box office at 312-922-1999. Again, 10 members of DePaul's brass faculty with special guests this Friday afternoon at 2. And then, as that wraps up, you can hop across the street to hear the DePaul Jazz Ensemble with special guest Phil Woods in a concert at 3:15 in the Grand Ballroom of the Hilton Chicago at 720 South Michigan Avenue. We don't have a box office number for that, but I'm sure if you want to go to that, you'll figure out a way. Floyd Cooley, thank you so much for stopping by to share some music with us.
Thank you, Jan. It was a pleasure to be here.
And continued success with the brass program at DePaul.
Thank you.
Our producer is Louise Frank. I'm Jan Weller. And back to Carrie.
Thanks, Jan. That impromptu was made possible in part by generous contributions from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle.